4 tonight. If you've got a Bible, want to look with me there. Mark 4, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. Thank the Lord. I preached on these thoughts before, and it's just kind of been on me. I say a few things tonight. But the Bible said in verse 3, and hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. It came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Now there's four kind of hearers here in the scripture right here in the sower and the seed. Four kinds. And this is my thought on this. You read these four kind of soil that the seed's sown on, and you see what happens when the seed's sown. Now listen to me. This is the truth if you'll get a hold of this. How you receive the seed is how you in the initial seed sowing is how you receive it most of the time the rest of your life. That's right. Because, and I understand and know that when we look at this text tonight that it is really dealing, I think, with salvation in the heart of one man that had good ground. But I think it can be applicable to every time you hear the Word of God and how your heart receives it. Look in verse number, let's go on here, in verse number 5, and some fell on stony ground, for it had not much earth. Immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, it was scorched because it had no root, and it withered away. And some fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Another fell on good ground and did yield fruit, and that sprang up and increased. Brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And then the Lord said, He said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And then it goes on, He said, they wanted this parable, what about the parable? Verse 14, the Bible said, the sower soweth the word. The sower soweth the word. Christ is the sower here. He's sowing the word. Christ is. What's the word? What he speaks. That's the word. He didn't say, now I'm speaking a certain verse. He was the verse. He is the word. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank God, friend tonight, Jesus, he is that. Thank God, he saw it himself. Amen. The word is him. What he speaks is the word tonight. What he speaks to you is the word. Amen. Whatever word he speaks to you, that's what he is to you. And that's what you'll receive. Amen. He said the sower went forth to sow. Verse 15, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. No, it's sown. It's sown on the wayside. Amen. Notice this. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. It said when the word was sown on the wayside, Satan come and snatched it away. Amen. Like the fowls of the air snatched it away. And friend, the night that happens, hey, God, listen. If the devil's going to strike your mind, he's going to do it through the word when the word's being preached. He's going to attack your mind. He's going to try to steal the word. The word of faith which we preach, and the devil, he's good, my friend, so deceptive in that. Thank God, even when you're reading the word as a Christian, amen, there's a lot of things that go in your mind. Thank God, when you're reading and when God zeroes in, thank God, deliver truth to you, amen, the Satan's going to try to get you to, amen, to think on other things and steal the word out of your heart. Thank God, the word's got to get into you if there's got to be fruit in your life. Amen. Notice this. Verse number 16. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. Notice that. Who when they have heard the word immediately receive with gladness. Amen. Notice this. And have no root in them. In themselves, and so endure but for a time. I don't know how long that time is. He said they endure for a time. They come to assembly for a time. They say, I'm a Christian for a time. They read the Scripture for a time. Ain't God just a time. It's a period. They do that. Why don't they stay? Why don't they bear fruit? The Bible said here, but for afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. They're tripped up. The word offended means here the stumble. Amen. They don't listen. They don't have establishment. It's not established in the root, in the ground. It's very surface. Amen. There's no root in the ground. That's what he said here. Then the next verse says, and these are they which are sown among thorns. Such as hear the word. Then he said this in 19, and the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. That could go a long way. Enter in, choke the word. Amen. And becometh unfruitful. And so here's the thing, that the word sown in a man's heart, that man starts weighing out in his own mind, thank God that if I get receive this word, if this preacher's preaching, amen, then I can't do what I'm doing. I've got to have repentance. Amen. Listen, thank God I give it all to Him. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad, thank God, there ain't no strings attached. I'm glad God gave me repentance. I'm glad God gave me life. Amen. The word tonight gives that. I'm not, listen, it's not choked out tonight. Amen. It's not trend. It has free course. There's a Holy Ghost in me. Thank God that receives the word of faith and gives me something in my soul. Amen. Thank God, friend, there's not. Amen. A lot of people tonight's got good ground. Amen. They've been stole by Satan. Thank God they got a depth that's very shallow. And friend, I'm telling you tonight, thank God they're choked up by the word. It chokes the word out. Amen. Thank God, give it all to them tonight. Get down to where your heart's at. Get down to where the root's at. Thank God we got to be rooted. And if we ain't rooted, there's no fruit. Amen.
Right.
I think really, you got to examine yourself in this thing. I can't examine you, I got to examine myself. When the word's preached, I'm just talking about from experience to you. When the word's preached tonight or spoke, Ecclesiastes 11, Peter this morning, other people speak the word, whether it's taught, preached, or whatever. It affects me. It affects me. The word affects me. It's not like I come hear a message and it don't affect me. I know it takes the Holy Ghost. I understand that. But the word in itself has power. And the Holy Ghost quickens the word in me, amen, and affects me, amen. The word's going to affect the believer. He's going to bear some fruit in his life. Notice this, the Bible said in verse 20, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. And so there's three stages. Here are three things, amen, some 30, some 60, some 100. And there's fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. In John's writing. Amen. And Paul said, thank God he said about fruit. He said, you're the fruit of my ministry. Amen. There's an increase. Amen. You can look around you tonight and see the effect of what the word did. Thank God in the ministry, amen, that had an effect not only on your life, but somebody else's life. But I think about this thing tonight, and I just want to talk to you a minute. About this thing about a stony ground tonight. I think that's emotional here. I'm built on emotion. Men have emotion. Women have emotion. There's nothing wrong with emotion. But listen, a lot of people respond to emotion. They're moved by emotions instead of deep works of God. Emotions is good. I'm an emotional person. My friend, I believe you got emotion. emotions tonight. But it's got to get deeper than your emotions. It's got to get deeper than up here. Even though it comes up here, it's got to get some root. It's got to get some root. The Word's got to get in you. Listen, friend, and I tell you this tonight, the first time I heard the gospel, I did not get saved. I'm telling you, there had to be some digging. There had to be some workings. There's got to be some planting. There's got to be some sowing. God's got to get heavy. I'm telling you, friend, I'm still like that. God, when I hear the truth, amen, and God's a working on me, it's still got to be some dealings. Laying in bed at night thinking about it. Ain't God living like that. And my friend, the Holy Ghost are grinding in me and working in me. And I say to God, what in the world? I thought I had better ground than that. And God says, I'm working on your ground. I've got to get you somewhere. I've got to do something in you. But I've got to get your ground into place. Thank God that the root can grab hold and bear more fruit. Amen. Now, here's the thing tonight. And no, I'm not being critical. I'm being honest. There have been so many people deceived in the salvation because of, my friend. They went to a plan and they said, if you'll believe this, if you claim this verse, we had all these people saved. If, brother, and I'm telling you this, if all the people got saved, some of these people got said they got saved, I'm telling you, they couldn't contain it. I couldn't imagine somebody, I couldn't imagine 10 people that got saved and got what I got in my heart tonight and not come in and not have a bust out. I'm just serious. I mean, of what I feel in my heart tonight and what I feel in people's heart to testify. And I'm saying tonight, there's got to be root. There's got to be something to grab hold. Listen, friend, I will honestly be honest with you tonight. I would not be where I'm at had not God rooted me. I would not have tonight what I've got within if God hadn't done it. I would not preach tonight if God hadn't done it. I would not do the will of God if God hadn't done it. I'm telling you, there's been more than one time in my mind that I thought unto God, I need to get out of this. But God says, you can't get out of it. I've got you rooted in it. I've got you where I want you. Amen. I know your flesh. I know you're stressed out. Thank God you're rooted in. Amen. This is what God says too. God says, it ain't you, it's me. There ain't nothing wrong with a seed tonight. The seeds, the Word, Jesus Christ, the spoken Word. Amen, I believe that. Listen, I know we got the written Word, but the written Word's got to be a spoken Word. It's got to speak to you. I've heard several of you come to me today, Nathaniel did, and some of you did, and Brother Danny did. Said, God's been speaking to me about something. That's a blessing to me. Amen. That God would speak to you. That God would testify to you. Listen, that's when He wants to say, Danny, I want to do something through you. I mean, I spoke this. I want to do something through you. I want to teach you this. I want to use you to edify the body or evangelize the sinner or whatever it is. Because that's when there's... Amen. Ain't God, friend, He used a verse tonight. It ain't no sowing time when the wind's blowing. Ain't God, you can't sow when the wind's blowing. It'll blow everywhere. Amen. But I'll tell you, thank God you get to plow in the garden and get our deep, amen, and plow the rows, and the wagons get loaded, amen, and you can't take enough. Thank God the Holy Ghost comes by, and He thank God gets a hold of you and lets you know where you stand. I'm telling you, thank God you submit to Him and get born again. I'm telling you, it'll last forever, amen. Right. Get you to believe a set of facts ain't worth two cents. Bible said the devils believe and tremble. That's right. God have mercy. That's right, buddy. They do know. He said there's no root. Amen. Part of the plant enters and fixes itself in the earth, but it serves no support. There's no support to it. The plant in an erect position don't last. Amen. Thank God. See, when I don't understand all this, I mean, I'm just preaching something I don't really have a whole lot of. I mean, I got an understanding of the gospel. The gospel's a seed. I've seen people come. I could tell you their names tonight in 1992 when we had a little move of God. And the church, I mean, I started pastoring in 89, late 89, and some people got saved. Brother Edmund got saved. Brother Todd and Miss Jennifer got saved. And the church kind of took off. You know what I mean? When I come here, it was not a lot of people. And it ain't really based on how many people it is, even though you like to see people. And I remember one night, Ronnie Simpson was preaching revival for us, and I remember he preached a message. I don't really remember the name of the message. I remember one night he preached on games we're not going to play around here. And I thought that's pretty good. Amen. But he preached a pretty strong message. He preached Lost in the House is what it was. Talking about that silver in the house. And I saw two people, a husband and wife, come right here. And on this altar, I mean, brother, they wept and wept and wept. They got up and testified, and the man said, "Thank God I won't live for God." He said, I've got a hard job, and I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I mean, I thought, praise God, that's a blessing. I mean, I hadn't been pastoring too long. I didn't know as much as I know now, and I don't know if that's a great thing or not. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you trust God more the less you know. Amen. But I saw two of them come up and get on that altar and weep. I remember, and I was like it yesterday, and I could tell you who they were. It don't matter. But listen, thank God when they got up. Amen. They said that, went back to the pew. Amen. I thought, praise God. They lasted about another 2 months and hadn't seen them since. And you say, explain that, preacher. I can't. I just know that when the Word of God is sown in a man's heart, listen, friend, a child, thank God they're going to come to the house of God if their parents has got any backbone. Amen. And say, now listen, as long as you live here, you need to attend the house of God. Amen. But I'm telling you this tonight. The test ain't coming then. The test is going to come when they get out on their own. Amen. And that shows, praise God, whether they got any root or not. That shows whether they got any God or not. If they got to do it, they got to do it then. If they really been born again, thank God you won't have to go looking for them. Amen. So are you worried about attendance? Well, I mean, I'm concerned about attendance. Not worried about it. They not my sheep. They God's. James come in tonight. I said, seen him while I was talking about, you know, talking about the church. This is a family. This ain't just some thank God gathering. He said, he liked that small family church. Well, the fact of it is, the shepherd didn't have 100 sheep. It'd be hard to pastor 3,000 sheep. Amen. That's right. Somebody said one time, we had 300 yesterday. I said, I'm glad you did. I wouldn't want 300. Yeah, I'd take them if I come, but God sent them. I ain't in the proselyting anybody. I mean, by the grace of God, I don't proselyte people. I believe God plants who He wants to in a local church and builds from there and fits it in, thank God, like He did a brick in this building. And I believe, thank God, He puts it. It's a welding together. It's tempering together. It's God working. That's why I say this tonight. God don't sever His body. He don't cut a hand off and say, go to this other place. He don't do that. Unless there's heresy. But I'm telling you this, if you got root in you tonight, there'll be fruit in your life. They won't have to wonder. Amen. If there's any fruit on it, thank God. If you walk out to your tomato vine, amen, there's two tomatoes on there. You ain't got to wonder whether they're tomatoes. Amen. Why? The root's in the ground. The fruit comes up. Thank God, just like a tree, the sap. Whatever it does, amen. Thank God, God does it. It's an act of God. Amen. To use the word, how in the world you get saved? Thank God, you go back in your life. Thank God, before you ever got saved, and you was a bow and a bowling ball. Thank God, I'm just telling this just because you told me I'm not being ugly about it. He was at the bowling alley smoking cigars and bowling the ball. Amen. And God is standing across the road. Amen to God. Amen. And the Word of God got in him and brought forth birth. And he sits on the front row tonight testifying of the goodness of God and the power of the Holy Ghost and bearing fruit in his life. I'm telling you, that's God. And that's God alone. Amen. If the seed's planted, it's got to come up. We was in the mountains the other day. We went to Shatley Springs. Fried chicken just wasn't as good as it used to be, I didn't think. But I ate two pieces of it. And this fellow, we walking into town. I was just going to town. I like to go see the antique store. So we went to town, all of us, and walked around. And this guy standing out there at the realty place. He says, "You interested in a house up here?" I said, "No, not really." I said, "It'd be a nice place, though." But he said, "Well, I'm sorry to bother you if they're giving you my card." I said, "No, that's all right. You just sowed a seed." He said, "If I ever got interested, then I know I'm going to call you because you sowed it to me." You sow every day you live. I sow every day I live. That's right. I sow every day. I can sow kindness. I can sow the life of Christ. I can sow goodness. All the good fruit of the Spirit. I can sow it. And God's going to bring something from it, brother. You say, "I ain't seen it. Praise God. That's why you wait on it." You didn't plant your tomato plant today, thank God, and then go out there this afternoon and say, "Well, where's the tomatoes?" You don't do that. He waits patiently. The husbandman waits patiently for the reward or the fruit of that vine. Amen. You know, I didn't know nothing about pastor. When I started here, the first church I ever had, I was green as a gourd. I was 29 years old. I had a lot of zeal, not a lot of knowledge. And I didn't know nothing. But God showed me one thing. I said, "If you'll preach it, I'll do something." Old Charles Worley, amen. Well, I got in his car one day after preaching in a camp meeting. And me and another brother got in there. And he said, "You want to ride with me in the fellowship building?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, when we got in there, I preached kind of hard that day. And that's what he said. He said, "Preacher," he said, "keep shooting in that hole. A squirrel will come out." I'm going to ask you a question tonight. If you had to examine yourself tonight, what kind of hero are you? Is Satan stealing everything out of your heart? Have you got a little shallow ground and there's no fruit in your life? Amen. You don't know. Thank God, my friend. Thank God you endure for a while. Endure for a little time. Then because of the Word, it said he was offended by the Word over there when Jesus preached. He called his disciples. He said it was his. That's what H-I-S. His disciples walked with him no more. Now, you take it for what you want it. Study it out and preach it the way you want to. Teach it the way you want to. You say, "Were they real disciples of his?" I don't know. I don't know if Simon the sorcerer was. He made a profession, was baptized, then he wanted to buy the Holy Ghost. I don't know. Peter said, "You're in the gall of bitterness." He said, "Your heart ain't right with God." Didn't he say that? I don't know. He said, "I wonder what's in the man's heart, what God puts in there. How's truth come out? He's got truth in him. How's error come out? He's got error in him." That's right. When you hear the Word of God, it's going to bring forth fruit if you've got good ground for it to sow on. Brother Mitchell said this. He said, "I really believe, Brother Hyde, the reason we don't see as much today is we don't have a lot of good ground to sow on." Now listen to me, and I mean I'm through. I'm going to be short tonight. But I'm going to tell you this. The preparation of that ground starts as a child. You didn't know the gospel. You was like me. You was raised by parents that was made you listen and obey and go to work and do all that, you know. But you never knew the gospel. But here's the thing. Your parents didn't know what they was doing. They was preparing the ground for the gospel. the people you hung around when you was growing up and the people you around, thank God your grandpa, there's different people you can go to in this life. Your daddy and mama, they prepared the ground for you to hear the gospel. Now you can run like a jackrabbit from it, but brother, it is going to catch up with you. It will, buddy. You say, I'm just wanting to get out of this stuff. You can't. You never will run far enough to get away from God. I don't care who you are. That's right. You can't. Listen, friend. Thank God you could get in the car tonight and drive to California. And when you open the door, thank God, God said, how you doing today? You ain't good. That's right. Jonah went down to Nineveh. Thank God he went and got on the boat. And God said, go to Nineveh. Amen. But God was on the boat. Amen. He woke him up, brought him up, threw him overboard. Amen. Thank God for the purpose. Thank God of that man seeing salvations of the Lord. Got spit out by the whale with the Nineveh. Thank God preached what they told him and still didn't like it. Amen. Listen, you are not going to figure out God. You listen to me tonight. Whether you believe or not, listen to me. God knew what He was going to do. Who in the world besides God would call a man to go to Nineveh that was who he knew he was going to run, get on the boat, and after he preached to them and they repented, he wasn't going to like it. Will you grab a hold of what I'm about to tell you tonight and it's truth without really, you can't practice it. It's just the sovereignty of God. That God can use who He wants to, when He wants to, and knows what they can do after He does it. I read that little story. I sent it to some of y'all. Them two donkeys was walking in, you know, around in Jerusalem, and that one said to the other, said, you know, he said, yesterday they were shouting and everything else. I brought Jesus into town. They were shouting, throwing their clothes down, saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And he said, I'm walking around now and they ain't saying nothing. Another donkey said, well, that's because you don't have Jesus. You don't have Jesus. And without Jesus, you're nothing. Right. Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you that. Brother, listen. I wish I could preach this as deep as I believe it. That every good thing that God bears through me is because of Him. And because He willed to do it. Whether I'd stand on my head and preach it, or whether I'd stand on my feet and preach it, He can do it. Buddy, I'm telling you, thank God when David got that stone, son, it was going to hit him right slap in the forehead. And God said, go get his sword and cut his head off. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? I mean, here David, thank God, a youthling, amen, is bringing a giant's head back into town under his arm. That's gruesome. I mean, really, that's gruesome. You think David, thank God, a little old lad, a youthling, thank God, goes over there and cuts the giant's head off with his own sword and then puts it under his arms. Thank God, come back and said, here's what the Lord did. Glory to God. You think David planned that before he ever went down there? No, he's just obeying his father. You know why you're going to get blessed to God? You'll obey Him. It ain't my talent. It ain't good how good I can preach. There's people that preach. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's got to do what God wants to do to you. And when you receive the Word, the good ground of the Word of God, God's going to put it in your life, son. Hey, man, He might do great and mighty things beyond what you ever thought God did for you. That's right. James said, receive the Word, the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls. If I receive something, this is what it means.
Give me that. Just grab hold of it.
That's what it means. Just grab hold of it. Just grab hold of it. You get that Word come to you, son. Just grab hold of it. Don't let Him go. Say, God, help. I want Jesus more than anything. I mean, I don't want nothing but Jesus. Just give me Jesus. I want Him. Praise God. I don't want a little bit of religion. Sunday morning religion. God help. I want Him.
Amen.
Grab hold of Him. That's what receive means. If you look up as many as receive Him, that means get hold of it. Thank God, believe it. If I receive something, praise God, I want to grab it to hold on to it. Right. I don't want to be one of them shallow ground here. Hey, man, preacher, yes! Where's that old shouting fella? I saw him out there at the ballpark the other day. Well, I ain't seen him in 2 months. Boy, that one guy's coming. The preacher got hard on something that he was doing. He left. God help you. I like what Brother Mitchell said. You might preach me to the altar. You ain't got to preach me to the house.
Amen.
Amen. You think I do everything in the Bible? No, you don't neither. Amen. That's right. But I'm going to tell you what. If you love the Word of God, you ain't going to run because some preacher preached against your sin.
Right.
Amen. That's choking. It chokes it out. I want to do that. Oh, I want to do that. I want to obey, but I can't. Got too much other things in my life that I don't want to give up. God might use His Word in my heart that I might be blessed of God and live in peace. We've had several couples in the church get married. That's a blessing. Amen. Several. Several. Brother Shirley, y'all went to church together, didn't you? How far can you see? I can see as far as the Lord gives me sight of something. See, I've done seen some things. I've seen some things. My daddy could say, I've seen more than you have. And I see that one guy's in court and he runs the stop sign. And the guy says, what's wrong with you running that stop sign? He said, can't you see a stop sign? He says, about this big, you know. He said, no, sir, I didn't see it. He said, well, how far can you see? He said, I can see to the moon. How far is that? Chris, before you ever met her, you never seen it. Never seen her. Now you've got a family. You know why? You saw Christ first. And your foundation's built on Him. If you build your foundation off anything else, and I build my foundation on anything else but Christ, it won't last. It's like him. That's why they don't last, because they're emotional here. Oh, yes! A hard time hits what you got. Better have Jesus. Better love Jesus. Let the Word get in there and bear fruit. Thank God. You got to go to the house of God when your wife's in the other seat singing. You know why? Because the Word, Jesus Christ, is in me that brings forth fruit. What ground are you? Soil. The seed, the sower, the soil, the fruit. I want to encourage you this, and I'm through. Prepare your heart to hear the Word of God every day you live. Because He can't. If He speaks to you, you need to be in the room that He's speaking. I told Levi about it one day. We were sitting up there at the Wendy's eating. And I said, been talking to God lately? He said, well, sometimes Papa always seems far off. I said, yeah, it'd be kind of hard to call your daddy from here vocally or hear him. But if I'm up next to him, I can hear him. And I'm going to tell you, that's the only way the Word's going to get in you. You close enough to hear Him speak to you. In the best day of your, in the best days you live, you've told me this. God spoke to me today. That was joy, wasn't it? Amen. God spoke to me today. God spoke to me. God spoke to me.
God spoke to me. I mean, God spoke to me. Holy Spirit came. Amen.
I was riding the road this morning to the house of God. I've been wrestling in my mind while I was preaching this morning. And the Holy Ghost said, He said, He's after your territory.
And it come to me.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against satanic oppression and things of this world to take our territory if he can. And you got one territory in the vision, and you got a territory in your home, and you got a territory here in this church. And I'm telling you what, he wants control and power, and that's what he wants. That's what he wants in heaven. That's what he wants now. And that's why you got to get enough Word of God in you to run him out.
Let's stay and appreciate you hearing me.